I can't believe it. We have Donald Trump online from the state. I'm not sure how we managed to do this, but he's there with us now. Hello. Hello, Mr. Trump.
Hello, Bill Cowher. Some great things about you. Great things. Great things about the station. And I'm really, really grateful to be on.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Why are you ringing me? This is quite an honor.
Well, I thought I'd stop in to the, you know, Australian radio stations. I've had a really, really tough year. And I just want to wish a very, very Merry Christmas. I wrote something down, and I thought I'd like to share it with the Zinc family.
Oh, the Zinc family. Fantastic. Well, would you like to tell the family what message you'd like to pass on to them?
Yes, I would. Hello, Zinc family. As the president, I want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Hopefully it will be prosperous for you too. Still no word on whether you're getting...
It certainly will. It certainly will.
Do you think you'll be still in that Oval Office come January 20?
I sure will. Sleepy Joe Biden. These crimes will catch up with him, and I will be once again serving another term as your president of the United States.
Now, you were friends with Joe Biden in your younger days, is that correct?
Yes, I was. And we made a thing where if each of any of us became the president and we ran against each other, we can't be friends anymore. So we're no longer friends, we're enemies.
That means a bleak Christmas for Mr. Biden. I mean, he got his first inject for the COVID vaccine. Are you going to follow suit?
I will follow through, but I just want to make sure I don't get the same needle as Joe Biden. I'm sure the vaccine, if there's anything wrong with it, it's good that he took it first, because he's already on his way out, and I've got a lot of life left in me.
Fantastic, Mr. Trump. But if you do not manage to go beyond January this year, what are your plans for post-presidential retirement?
Well, I do not plan to retire, but if it comes to that, I've got a private airplane and a citizenship in another country, so I'll be flying over there.
What country would that be, Mr. President?
I've got a citizenship in Cuba.
Cuba, right. Well, I'm sure they would love to have you there.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on and addressing the Zinc family, and Merry Christmas anyway for the rest of this, what has been a horrendous year, and hopefully next year will be better for you in any way possible.
Thank you, Mr. Bill Cowher, and I hope next year's a prosperous one, as I said earlier. I'm sure it will be. You know, I'm a very good businessman. I do business deals, and I'm sure next year's going to be great for everyone, too.